We've mentioned before that poultry producers in every state along the East Coast Flyway are being warned by various entities in regards to another possible outbreak of highly pathogenic avian influenza this fall. Of course, this warning actually stretches across the entire nation, as it was producers in the upper Midwest states who were affected by the disease this spring and early summer. Georgia State veterinarian Dr. Robert Cobb says while many turkey operations were affected in other areas, he knows this is something that anyone who raises poultry needs to be aware of.
We're known and are the number one poultry state in the country. And, you know, we don't have a lot of turkeys here in Georgia, if any really to speak of. And turkeys seem to be more susceptible to this virus than do chickens. However, you know, it's a major concern. If it comes to Georgia, it can be extremely devastating.
Now, Dr. Cobb attended a National Animal Health Laboratory conference in Washington, D.C. a few months ago and said avian influenza was widely discussed there.
The National Animal Health Laboratory Network is a network of laboratories across the country that are certified to perform certain official testings. And we were very much talking about how to reestablish this network in order to provide essential testing and surge testing and be able to have a sustainability of testing in case we have outbreaks with avian influenza or perhaps even foot and mouth disease if it were to come. So this is the backbone of our laboratory network in the country, and we're lucky here in Georgia to have three non-labs. Both our Tifton and Athens University labs are non-labs, and our Georgia Poultry lab is also a non-lab. So there are some states that don't have any non-labs, and we have three, one of which is what's considered a core lab, which is the top of the line.
For more information, go to their website. That's agr.georgia.gov. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.